up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and a warm welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today on the program, we talk to Vice President John Simpson, and he's going to tell us about the state conventions which are coming up. Now, you'll remember that state conventions alternate with the national convention annually, so next year will be the annual convention somewhere near Melbourne. John Simpson, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Vaughan. Good to be with you.
Why don't we start by looking at Victoria?
Thanks, Vaughan. Yes, it's important for our listeners to know that the dates for the Victorian conference have changed. The event will now be held as a one-day event in Melbourne on Saturday the 12th of November, and that will be a day-long program with a dinner to follow it. The venue for that one is the Bayview on the Park Hotel in Queens Road, Melbourne, and we've got a full-day's program planned, including a very interesting first session that's looking at our relationship with the various disability advisory bodies here in Victoria. So Colleen Furlanetto, who's the acting chair of the Victorian Disability Advisory Council, will speak, along with Liz Wright, who is the chair of the Disability Reference Group for the Equal Opportunity Commission, and Chris Stewart, who is the chair of the Public Transport Access Committee. So that sort of sets us off on a path. The remainder of the program includes concurrent sessions, one looking at the NDIS and its implementation here in Victoria, and the other one looking at services for older Australians, and in particular the My Aged Care services. And of course, as listeners will know, BCA has been particularly active in its advocacy around some of the inequities between the NDIS and the aged care program. After lunch, we'll have a look at the services here in Victoria. We've invited Ron Hooton, the CEO from Vision Australia, to speak to us about VA's services and plans for the future. And we've also invited representatives from Guide Dogs Victoria and the Insight Education services. Insight is an independent education provider that was started a few years ago here in Victoria, Vaughan. And we feel it's very important that we ask these organisations to come along and tell us what their philosophy and their strategy is. We tend to work closely with the major organisations such as Vision Australia, but perhaps don't hear so much from the smaller and newer organisations. So that's an important element of the day. The National Women's Branch will have a session during the afternoon, and then we'll look at BCA policy matters, and President Emma Bennison will talk to us about the plans to do a little bit of restructuring within BCA to provide better representation at the state level. So a pretty full day, Vaughan.
I must confess, John, I've never been to one of these state conventions, but how many people would you expect to see?
I think in states like Victoria and New South Wales, Vaughan, probably 60 to 70, perhaps in Melbourne, perhaps even a few more than that.
Well, that's a really good turnout. Well, speaking of Sydney, let's move on to New South Wales. Their convention's a bit earlier than the Victorian one. Do you want to tell us about that?
So New South Wales and the ACT combine for their convention, and they always do a great job. They always hold their events in regional locations around New South Wales, and this year they're going up to Coffs Harbour. And yes, it's a weekend event starting on Friday the 14th of October and running through to Sunday afternoon the 16th in Coffs Harbour. And again, Vaughan, they've got a very good program underway there. I haven't got quite as much detail for theirs, but certainly including sessions on the NDIS, on aged care, work of BCA. They've set a theme that they're working to: my vision, my choice, my way. So they're structuring the program around those elements, and I know that they've got speakers talking about recreational choices and things like that as part of the of the day there. And as I say, that's in Coffs Harbour, Vaughan, at the Pacific Bay Resort in Coffs Harbour.
That sounds like a really good thing, because it's very important for us all to remember that it is about the individual, particularly these days with the NDIS and other things.
Yes, and it's really pleasing that they're sort of broadening out from that and including things like recreation and other lifestyle choices. So a great, probably around a day and a half's program with an early departure on the Sunday afternoon, because one of the things, of course, with the New South Wales ACT conference is people come from such long distances, so they need to build in adequate time for travel to and fro.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to that one because I've got a work event on the 15th. However, there is also a conference happening in Brisbane. Is that the case?
Yes, a forum we're having in Brisbane, and this is on Saturday, the 8th of October. So this is the first one out of the blocks. And this is a one-day forum being held at Vision Australia's offices at Coorparoo. And the Brisbane branch people are coordinating that one. I don't have a lot of details about their program, but again, I know that they're looking at the key issues of my aged care and the NDIS. I know that Emma Bennison is going up to talk to them about the work that we spoke of earlier, the restructuring of the organisation in at a state level. I'll certainly be up there. And one of the things to remember about all of these events, Vaughan, is that for people who can't get there, we will be organising internet streaming.
Yeah, that's really made a huge difference to people who either can't afford to or can't manage the trip to these conventions. The ability to be able to sit in their own homes and listen to them on the internet, I think, is really terrific. And it's something that BCA has always supported right from the beginning of internet streaming.
And we'll set that up with a phone or a mobile number for people so that they can text in their questions and comments for the various sessions, so that people who can't be there in person can take as much advantage of the day as possible. They possibly don't get the same opportunities with the food and refreshments and the social aspects, Vaughan, but at least they can be part of the program.
Mm. Well, moving back south again and a little bit west, Adelaide, South Australia, is having a forum this year.
Yes, they've got a one-dayer on Saturday the 29th of October, and that event is being held at Knapman House, which is part of the complex of the Royal Society for the Blind in Adelaide. And they're combining a part-day forum with their branch annual general meeting. So the forum running from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 2:30, and that'll be followed then by their annual general meeting later in the afternoon. Again, a solid program with a session on the NDIS implementation and aged care services, and they've got speakers from the Guide Dog Association of South Australia and from the Royal Society for the Blind. They're also running a very interesting session, Vaughan, My Government and Centrelink, accessibility issues, and they're inviting someone from the Department of Human Services or from Centrelink to come along and talk about some of the frustrating issues that we all have when we try and deal with government agencies, you know, whether it be not being able to get through on the phone, whether it be the provision of materials in alternative formats, all of those things that really make our interaction with major government agencies frustrating from time to time. After that, they've got a session that is being put together by Louis Palombi. People might know Louis's name as former president of our Adelaide branch. Lou is a financial counsellor by profession, and he's going to present on issues around day-to-day management of finances for people who are blind and vision impaired. So he'll touch a bit on budgeting and how people can support themselves by keeping appropriate records and budgets and so forth. So that's a fascinating one. The National Women's Branch will again have a session that Julie Sutherland is putting together. And the theme that the National Women's Branch are using across all of the state events is holding your head up high in adversity. So again, about self-confidence and self-advocacy, which is a great approach. Emma Benison, our president, and I'll be in Adelaide, as we will with all of the events, to provide an update on BCA's activities and, again, to talk about structure and give our members the opportunity to ask their questions about the functioning of the organisation. And then, as I say, that will then roll into the annual general meeting for the Adelaide branch. So a full day again in Adelaide, Vaughan.
Indeed. And it sounds like it will be really, really interesting. And we've got one more to talk about, John. Hobart for some years hasn't had any members forum, but they get one this year.
Yes. Traditionally, Vaughan, the Tasmanian members have been invited to be part of the Victorian conference. We took the decision this year that we wouldn't try and run a full-day conference in Hobart, but certainly a forum for members to get together and catch up on what's happening within BCA and a bit of our policy work and so on and so forth. The program for that is just being developed at the moment, as are the arrangements for venue and so forth. But we can ask Tasmanian members to put into their diaries Saturday the 5th of November for that event.
And that's Guy Fawkes Night. Are they going to have a Guy Fawkes event afterwards, do you think?
I hadn't thought of that, Vaughan, but we'll leave you're a Hobart resident, so I'll leave that planning to you.
And there's one more very important thing that we need to touch on, John, and that is the AGM for Blind Citizens Australia itself. When and where is that happening?
Okay, so normally in the years of state conferences, the AGM is attached to the Victorian conference. But this year we're changing that arrangement, and the AGM will be held in association with a face-to-face meeting of the BCA board that's taking place in Sydney in the last weekend in November. So the AGM will be in Sydney on Saturday the 26th of November. And again, we're just tidying up venue arrangements and times for that. But that will be a day with a lot of activity in it, because the our colleagues from Blind Citizens New South Wales will also hold their annual meeting on the same day, probably in the afternoon. And then we'll come together for a combined social evening on the Saturday evening. So a great opportunity there, not only to be part of the AGM, but also to socialise with members of the BCA board and other members in New South Wales. It would have been the year in which we would have been looking at the presidential election, but because Greg Madsen cut short his term and stood down as president 12 months ago, and Emma was elected at that point for a three-year term, that sort of throws the schedule out a little bit. So this year there are no elections for the board. There will, however, be a series of elections that will be notified to people as part of the annual general meeting notice and so forth for representatives to the reformed National Policy Council. And that will be in the form as it has in the past, where we'll be looking at inviting people in various states to put their hand up to nominate for membership as a representative of that state to the National Policy Council. There is some work being done to restructure that body from the existing National Policy and Development Council, and the changes are certainly worth going through in some detail.
John Simpson there, Vice President of Blind Citizens Australia. Just a reminder that Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by email on bca@bca.org.au or by telephone on 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. Coming up in the next few weeks, we'll be hearing from Emma Benison, the President of BCA, about the World Blind Union General Congress, which happened recently in Orlando, Florida. We'll also be talking to the new Chief Operations Officer about how he's going with the job and what's happening in the BCA office. That and more coming up in the next few weeks on New Horizons. However, until then, do take care.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.